I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Trump administration's nationwide crackdown on undocumented immigrants has yet to be felt in Atlanta. Federal officials announced plans to locate and apprehend up to 2,000 people with deportation orders in 10 cities, including Atlanta, starting on Sunday. However, no major signs of immigration enforcement have been reported. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom spoke to MSNBC yesterday.
My challenges are not with the men and women on the ground as much as it is with the President of the United States, who has no problems using our families and our children as political pawns.
The Trump administration originally planned for nationwide immigration raids in June before deciding to delay those orders. Law enforcement officers across the Southeast, including Georgia, are planning a crackdown on speeding drivers this week. Georgia is one of five states participating in a speed enforcement campaign called Operation Southern Shield 2019. The enforcement push begins today and continues through Sunday. The operation was started by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and focuses on the summer travel period, when fatal and injury crashes are at their highest levels. Educators in Georgia are encouraging more students to seek agriculture jobs by offering new education courses. The goal is to better acquaint students with one of the state's oldest industries, which adds about $75 billion to the economy each year and provides jobs for more than 400,000 people. The program will begin with 20 Georgia elementary schools that will roll out the agricultural education courses. The Georgia legislature approved the new curriculum for elementary schools during the 2018 legislative session. Teachers across the state will have finalized lesson plans for the 2019-2020 school year. And disaster recovery workers are seeking more people who need their help after Hurricane Irma struck Georgia in 2017. According to the Brunswick News, the Salvation Army's disaster long-term recovery program is looking for more clients because it has money available to help them. The hurricane did significant damage to Georgia's Golden Isles region when it blew ashore in September of 2017. Case managers with the program assist people in assessing structural damage and pay for contractors to repair homes. Well, more citizen soldiers from the Georgia National Guard are coming home after spending several months deployed in Afghanistan. Members of the 48th Infantry Brigade are scheduled to arrive today at Fort Stewart. More than 2,000 troops from the 48th deployed to Afghanistan last fall. The brigade is headquartered in Macon, but it's made up of citizen soldiers from across the state. The Georgia National Guard says the deployed troops are scheduled to return in multiple groups through October. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream lost to the Los Angeles Sparks in overtime yesterday. The final score 76-71. The loss drops the Dream's record to 5 wins and 11 losses, leaving them in last place in the WNBA Eastern Conference. Next up, Atlanta travels to Chicago for a noontime game against the Sky on Wednesday. The Sky are in third place in the WNBA East. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.